Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Roy Blunt Jr. has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Amir Halim has 2. Paula Poundstone has 1.
Whoa. All right, Paula.
Let me tell you my strategy, Peter.
Okay.
What I do is I hang back. You know what I mean? So that the little fellows here take it kind of easy. They don't really think they have to work too hard. See what I'm saying? And then I spring forward.
I read about that strategy in a Pentagon essay contest. It could work, Paula. Here we go.
It's a little cat and mouse, huh? Yeah.
Lull them into a false sense of security. And then... All right, Paula, the clock will start when they begin. Your first question, fill in the blank. In nationwide raids on Wednesday, the U.S. government detained more than 1,000 blanks and the managers at the companies that hired them.
Illegal immigrants.
Right. Because April 15th fell on a Saturday this year, people had 2 extra days to blank.
File their taxes.
Right. Defense experts testified this week that blank suffers from schizophrenia.
Musawi.
Right. The Pentagon this week released the name and nationality of the terror suspects the U.S. is holding at blank.
Guantanamo.
Right. The Hawaiian legislature passed a bill reinstating the blank as its state fish.
The Don Ho.
No. The Humu Humu Nuku Nuku Apu A'a.
I nuku that.
The New York Post said, quote, she looked long-faced, long-nosed, and almost ordinary in their scathing review of blank's Broadway debut.
Oh, I can never remember her name. Julia Roberts.
Yes, you did. After he donated 436 acres of forest, a new park in suburban New York will be named blank.
Trump.
Right, Donald Trump State Park. Struggling automaker General Motors has announced that as part of their financial woes, they are forced to spend $17 million a year on blank.
Making cars.
No.
Just seems unfair, doesn't it?
No, the answer is Viagra.
Oh, really?
Having lost $10 billion last year, GM is trying to highlight its skyrocketing healthcare costs. It points out that under its agreement with unions, it must pay for erectile dysfunction drugs for any employee deemed to need them, which hurts the company in two ways. First of all, they pay for the drugs. Mm-hmm. And secondly, once men have properly working equipment, they lose the urge to buy a Hummer.
But you know, that's probably why the steering wheel of a General Motors car is so far up front.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 13, and Paula has the lead.
Oh my gosh, there you go.
Now I just have to play really good defense.
Okay, Amir, you're up next. Fill in the blank. According to Survey USA, Idaho, Nebraska, Utah, and Wyoming are the only states where polling shows that blank has a positive approval rating.
George Bush.
Right. Concerns that Iran's nuclear feud with the U.S. will cut supply caused the price of blank to reach record highs.
Gasoline.
Right. The Centers for Disease Control said an outbreak of blank in the Midwest shows no sign of ending.
Herpes.
No. Oh, we wish. It's just mumps. The New Orleans Times-Picayune and Gulfport Sun-Herald won Pulitzer Prizes for their coverage of blank.
Herpes?
No, Katrina.
Katrina.
New York media went nuts over the story of a blank that was trapped in the wall of a new Greenwich Village deli.
A kitty cat?
Right, named Molly. A passion play in Mexico City went awry when the man playing Jesus blanked.
Herpes? No. Passed out.
No, fell off the cross.
Ooh. Passed out. Ding.
In Oklahoma City, police surrounded a home as part of a drug investigation, and a 7-hour standoff ensued, a standoff that ended when blank.
Boutros, go.
No. No, the 7-hour armed standoff ended when the cops realized that there wasn't anybody at home.
Tough negotiation.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
We can't get him on the phone.
Police were alerted to suspicious activity inside the house, so they arrived ready for a drug raid. They spent hours trying to make contact with somebody, anybody inside. But at 3 a.m., after seven fruitless hours, and after a tactical team was called in, police realized they'd been negotiating the whole time with an empty house.
What were the dogs sniffing? That's what I want to know.
Carl, how did Amir do in our quiz?
He had three correct answers, Peter, for six more points. He now has 8 points, but Paula has the lead still with 13.
All right.
Good defense, Paula. Good defense. Way to play D.
So how many then does Roy need to win the game?
Roy needs 5 correct answers to win.
All right.
That's, you know, let me just say that in the past, Gentleman Jim over here has dogged it in order so that I could win. So let's just see you be on your mettle there.
I am not going to fall off the cross.
Here we go. Fill in the blank, Roy. This is for the game. Researchers announced that an osteoporosis drug can reduce a woman's risk of blank.
Breast cancer.
Right. Italy's highest appeals court confirmed this week that Romano Prodi had defeated blank to be prime minister.
Silvio Berlusconi.
Right. Police worked for 12 hours to rescue people who were trapped when two trams in blank lost power.
Oh, in New York.
Right.
Manhattan.
A jury in Chicago found former Illinois Governor Blank guilty on all counts in his racketeering and fraud trial.
His name?
Yes.
George Ryan.
Yes. A Waukesha, Wisconsin man who discovered a blank he received 42 years ago asserted that it's, quote, good as new.
Paula, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go ahead of you on a fruitcake.
Yes. On Tuesday, the Boston Phoenix awarded comedian Blank the title of world's unsexiest male.
Oh, Gilbert Gottfried.
Right. To celebrate her 80th birthday, Blank invited 99 people who were born in the same day to a special lunch.
Oh, 80th, I don't know. The Queen Elizabeth.
Right, Queen Elizabeth. Oh. Members of the Brigade of Gurkhas, one of the most feared elements of the British Army, have been dispatched to control angry mobs at Blank.
Gurkhas, it has something to do with pickles, I suppose.
No?
No.
It's gherkin.
Gherkin,
yes.
I don't know, in probably right outside in the streets here.
No?
Even as we, not Chicago.
No, the Gurkhas, 4 Gurkhas, natives of Nepal, famed in song and story for their bravery in battle, were immediately dispatched to control unrest at an IKEA store.
I'll be gone.
They joined a security firm in the British city of Nottingham. They were immediately dispatched to the local IKEA, where crazed shoppers were getting out of hand, attacking each other with Allen wrenches. One of the battle-hardened soldiers who had seen duty in hot spots all over the world said, quote, I've never seen anything like it anywhere. So, Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
He needed 5 correct answers, Peter. Roy had 7 correct answers. So with 18 points, Roy Blunt Jr. is this week's champion.
Congratulations, Roy.
Thank you. I feel pretty good, but I feel really guilty, too.
Really?
No, Roy, you were on fire.
you couldn't be stopped.
Yeah, that wasn't the kind of thing.
I fooled that guy on the cats.
Yeah.
And you won with a fruitcake. Who can say that?
There you go.
That was like a tidal wave. That couldn't be held back.
I know. I mean...